This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Maynard, M-A-Y-N-A-R-D, middle initial D like David, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, date of birth August 9th of 1940. Dear Brian, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Miles with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was December 19th of last year. He has gained 7 pounds over the last 6 months. His biggest complaint is his feet are occasionally swelling. Usually the longer he's on them, the more they will swell. And occasionally they're painful, too. He's not sure what's causing that. He's not sure if he's had any Doppler studies of the lower extremities to check circulation. But occasionally the feet seem to be darker in color, but they don't get blue or cold. But he does not know that he's had any circulation testing of the lower extremities. He denies numbness or tingling of the lower extremities, although the pain could be neuropathic pain also. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, cough, or wheezing. No chest pain or palpitations. No orthopnea or PND. He has chronic nocturia 3 times a night without cloudiness or blood, no foaminess. And he does have the edema as described of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril 10 milligram daily as well as diazide 37.5, 25 milligram once daily in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, his weight is 254 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 120 over 70, pulse is 70, and oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. His neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites, and he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 15th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.94 with estimated GFR of 35. Electrolytes are normal, calcium 8.7, albumin 3.4. Phosphorus 4.1, hemoglobin 11.2, with a normal white count, and platelet count is 143,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms and no progression of disease. 2, diabetic nephropathy with some painful feet, so possibility of diabetic neuropathy. 3, hypertension is well controlled. And 4 is peripheral edema. It may be worthwhile to consider doing a Doppler study of the lower extremities to check the circulation if indicated after a diabetic foot exam may also be helpful initially. And he should continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with us in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.